If change is the only constant, then why do we find adjusting and adapting to the various changes of life so challenging? And if brain science tells us that we use our past to make sense of the present, then why do we also struggle with the sense of clinging to the past that alters our ability to fully show up and embrace the present moment? Making sense and peace of change is an ongoing process of life. We may not have the ability to stop change from coming, but we do have the ability to develop a strategy and action plan for how we will accept the change and ultimately move forward to create a new version of life as we desire it to be. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, and I'm excited to share some time with you today. And before we do that, before we dive deeper into today's episode, let me first remind you that connection is vital for the human experience, and I want to connect further with you. And one way that you and I can connect further is by you actually clicking the follow button if you listen to the podcast on Spotify or Apple. And it's free. And by clicking the follow button, you can more easily connect and access the podcast and stay consistent with me here on the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast as new episodes are released. Right now, for a season, I am operating a publishing schedule of new episodes where the new episodes are released every other week, and they're released on Tuesdays. So if you click the follow button, though, this is just going to make listening even more easier and consistent for you to follow. And then it also supports other potential listeners in locating the podcast as well. Talk about expanding connection. So you following actually contributes to connecting with others, and we come together and have these wonderful times of sharing and insight and growing together through the podcast. Now, you can take this connection piece one step further and introduce someone else to the podcast. Click the share button and text the link to someone. It's easy, and then you're helping to expand and support someone else by connecting them to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. It's really that easy, and you'll be supporting someone else in their development, their journey, and ongoing pursuits of understanding the life practice of yoga more deeply. If you're listening and you are a yoga teacher that leads yoga teacher trainings, or you are a part of a studio with other fellow teachers that could benefit from the podcast, then please take a moment and share the podcast with others as a wonderful resource for training and pouring into each other as we all collectively grow together. All right, so I've just spoke of connection, and now we're going to dig deeper into the concept of service. In the last episode, I shared about curating an overall approach to teaching yoga from a service-oriented lens and point of view. taking this a step further today in this episode, I want to share about the concept of being an agent of change as a yoga teacher. You will serve your students tremendously by equipping yourself within the understanding that ultimately you are supporting and equipping others with the practice of yoga that supports their ability to adjust, adapt, and ultimately make that peace with change. Because change will occur, right? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when change happens. And are you going to be equipped with tools and strategies that will help you navigate those changes and navigate new territory or even uncharted territory even that we can find ourselves embarking on when different situations and life changes occur? Some will be more subtle and some of life's changes can be quite abrupt. As this episode is releasing, I have just crossed over the anniversary date of 21 years since my mother Iris passed. In fact, this anniversary date was just this past weekend. It feels distant at times because there has been a lot of time that has now passed since that change occurred. And then there are still the moments of reflection when it feels raw and it feels fresh. If you've listened to the very first episode of this podcast, you know that it was my mother's death that was the catalyst for my stepping into my very first yoga class. It was her death, this sudden and drastic life change. Although my mother had been ill for quite a time, there is no preparation for the finality that death brings. This drastic life change for me as a young mother of two small children at the time propelled me into a fresh encounter as I stepped into that yoga class and I came face to face with meeting myself more fully within this newfound practice called yoga. Fast forward now to over two decades that have passed, I have been dedicated to teaching this practice to others for 20 plus years now. And I'm still on this ongoing quest to study, to learn, and to understand myself more fully using the tools that the yoga practice has equipped me with on this excavation. Because of this, I am passionate about sharing all of this with you and wherever you are along this journey of deeper understanding of the human experience. As a yoga teacher, one of our primary roles is to facilitate a space where students can come in and experience the presence of the practice as it unfolds for that given day, while also instructing and directing students to notice and remember the innate capacity that is within them that supports the using, as I've already mentioned, of their past experiences to curate a beautiful, fresh encounter in the present moment. It's an encounter where students meet themselves, where we as practitioners meet ourselves within the various yoga pose shapes that we move in and out of. We begin to reinforce the resiliency, the remembrance of the capacity we have and that which is available in our understanding of that strong capacity that I believe we have built within our DNA. I often share with the students that practice with me that I am just there really as a guide. I'm going to guide them along the way on the path until they remember for themselves. And within the experience of remembering, students can then begin to trust in their own autonomous choice in the present moment that the yoga practice offers to them on any given day that they step onto their mat or sit on their meditation cushion to practice. The choice of choosing and creating the experience on the mat that is desired, and then offering to students to carry that remembrance out of the practice space where they then curate and create the experience of life they wish to have. And how is this done? Well, we remember, we recall, we use our past to formulate and experience the present. And as yoga teachers, we remain consistent within the flux of change because change is constant. And we remind students of their ability and capacity to do the same when life circumstances and situations present change. Change, nonetheless, will eventually and inevitably come. Today, I want to begin sharing with you about the concept and experience of returning to joy. I think this phrase best supports that special role the yoga teacher has that supports students in making sense and peace with change. This concept of returning to joy would also imply that the joy is there. It's built already within us, as I've already mentioned, and it's deep within us, and there is this hope to be found that we can return to that space and that deep sense of well-being we call joy. Whether or not you're listening and you are a yoga teacher, I want to invite you to view the next four ingredients that I'm going to call it, and that you begin to infuse these ingredients into your overall approach to daily living or to teaching if you're a yoga teacher. And consider how these ingredients can be infused into your approach and your interactions that you are having with others in your life. These ingredients that I'm going to share with you are definitely worth infusing into any and all facets of your life. And I believe that as yoga teachers, these ingredients make for strong leadership development with in our community as we go out collectively to share yoga and serve others as agents of change. So let's dive in, or let's gather these ingredients together. And it's going to begin with the first one being remaining relational. I guess this can really be summed up by stating be real. Being relational means acknowledging the interconnectedness of human nature and the important role that relationships play in our lives. We are hardwired for connection on an interpersonal and emotional level, and strong, fulfilling relationships help people maintain emotional well-being. As a yoga teacher, it is very important that you develop the technical competencies of the skill set of teaching, but be mindful that the relational aspect of teaching is just as important. This leads me to the next ingredient to infuse into your teaching methodology or your approach to living. Act like yourself. This speaks to identity, and this speaks to a bigger sense of identity and belonging. I speak often to this within the podcast, and the ongoing acknowledgement of being clear on your role as a yoga teacher. You are not the teachings of yoga, and you are certainly not the transformation that students experience as they encounter the practice. Be mindful of when the ego wants to creep in, and it wants to creep in and try to convince you otherwise. You are first and foremost a conduit, a vessel, and the teachings of yoga pour through you, not from you. You are not a performer, and when you step in to lead a class, it's important that you are clear on your role and that ultimately you, the teacher, fade into the background so that the students can experience that fresh encounter that I've already mentioned earlier. There is no need to put on a costume and go in to deliver a performance. That is not what teaching yoga is about. So act like yourself. And if you're not a yoga teacher listening, act like yourself wherever you go. And as you immerse yourselves within the various interactions you are having, and yoga teacher listening, you do this in the classroom where you're teaching, and do this out in life as you go. The next ingredient in this powerful recipe of leadership is that concept again of returning to joy. In order to return to something, then you'll want to know what it is to begin. It sounds simple. Joy is relational and can be defined at its most simplest terms as the feeling of well-being in the deepest part of our soul. The ability to return to this state of being is one that is cultivated within a space where, as individuals, we are glad to be together in that moment. Joy is dynamic. It's a dynamic relational experience. So think about the class experience. Are you creating an experience that is dynamic and relational, and one that supports the balanced development of the fullness of our left brain rational functioning with a profound relational right side functioning aspect? I would conclude from this aspect of returning to joy that to be mindful when your joy feels diminished and when you feel lacking in that area, and this understanding to move and know when you need to return to joy. Contrary to popular belief and the memes we've all seen or maybe posted on our social platforms, joy isn't something we choose. Rather, joy is strategically grown in our ability to experience joy. And since joy is such a relational dynamic, it's within the state or action of returning to joy that we are then able to fuel the transformation that we seek and hear about often within the quest and journey of practicing yoga. So moving along to the fourth ingredient I want to share with you today is this ability to endure hardship well. I've just found myself within a conversation recently with my oldest son, and I've just shared with you too that I've kind of just crossed over this kind of anniversary remembrance of this most profound dynamic change that took place in my life when my mom passed away. And in this conversation recently that I had with my oldest son, I was offering some guidance towards being with a particular situation that has been emotionally and mentally challenging and hard for him to endure. And in times of adversity and difficulty, we often hear, and we probably have even said ourselves, that we're just trying to get through it. Well, what if it were more about how we are being with the situation rather than necessarily getting through it? Perhaps it's not about getting through, it's about being with. Because here's the interesting thing about change and the obstacles that change brings. You've got to factor in timing as well. Sometimes we can get through these circumstances rather quickly. these changes. And then sometimes we find that there is a season of endurance required. Sometimes we find that we're going to have to decide and figure out how we're just going to be with it rather than quickly getting through it. This is where refinement shows up. There's many illustrations that can be used about refinement and the slow process often of gleaning out or purifying so that there is an emergence of something more exquisite or even rare. But oftentimes, this takes time. It's the same with how we choose to respond and endure hardship. So when we cultivate this ability to endure hardship well, we become leaders that are quite rare, and we create empathy throughout this and understanding that perhaps the hardness isn't trying to torment us, but rather there's a great teacher residing within the hardship. And then we can begin to interact with others and view the relational aspect of connection with a deeper understanding that we all experience hardship and hard times will come. We begin to understand that we can hold the space for others because we have experienced and we have worked towards developing this ability to endure hardship well. Within this ingredient added to the mix, along with the others I've shared about today, we can then begin to experience a richer and more full encounter as individuals coming together to do this thing called life. And for the yoga teacher, when you cultivate and heighten your awareness towards the development of this aspect of your teaching skill set, then you begin to show up differently and you begin to hold the space as that vessel that I've already mentioned. You begin to realize that it's really not about you and you don't want it to be about you because it's so much bigger, this work. You begin to embrace the vastness of your calling to teach yoga, to become an agent of change. And within this sweet embrace, you find the relational fuel to continue to step in and bridge the gap for others to embrace the same for themselves. I hope that in today's episode, you found some nuggets of insight that you can begin to process and dig deeper, maybe spend some time refining in your understanding of how this applies to your daily interactions and how it applies to you as a yoga teacher. If you're a yoga teacher, how does this apply in your expansion, your growth, and growing into a yoga teacher that supports others within the process of making peace with change? Before you go, if you're listening and you've been contemplating yoga teacher training, then I want to personally invite you to join the wait list for my upcoming online 200-hour foundational yoga teacher training that is coming soon. It's another one of those projects that I've been working on. It doesn't cost you anything to get on the wait list, and when you sign up, you will be the first to know all the details about this wonderful training experience. Talk about connection. I can't wait to expand my training program within the capacity of reaching many of you with more accessibility through an online format that is still going to include the personal attention that I love to bring to the experience and the interaction within the yoga teacher training experience. Yoga teacher training is an experience like none other. It's hard to even put into words what this experience is, because I can't think of a better way for you to personally dig deeper into your own personal understanding of the practice than by learning how to teach the practice to someone else. If you're curious, then click the link in the show notes and get your name on the wait list today. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey. And I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.